Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing Beck Hill.
Antipodean, anti-personnel mine, antiperspirant, anti-Beck Hill. Welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. The late, great Joan Rivers once said, "There is not one female comic who was beautiful as a little girl." Now, did Joan Rivers have a point, or is she just some hateful old dead woman?
I've been getting uglier with age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was massive, but I was stunning.
Huge, stunningly
giant.
Beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Right, like the best sumo at sumo school.
Yes.
Is the most beautiful one, I assume, rather than the strongest or the fastest.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Yeah. So you're a beautiful fat child, and you think you peaked?
I said massive, I didn't say fat.
Okay.
Just huge.
Oh, right, so just leggy? Like, you were mostly bone?
Just big.
Big?
Yeah.
How big are we talking, just so we can visualize it?
Several of those.
Several? Yeah. Wow.
I thought they were visual on the podcast.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah. People listening, you think of that? Now... Triple it.
Triple it. And you think you peaked the moment you were born?
Yes, and like that. Like, peek-a-boo.
Okay, yes. But yeah. I mean more figuratively, you peaked in that
no,
was,
I did.
That
yeah.
was the greatest point of your beauty.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And then it was all downhill from there.
So,
which is a pun. That's where the surname comes from.
Yes.
Yes.
The hill of Beck Hill is because it's all downhill.
That's right.
What's the Beck bit from? Because where I'm from in Yorkshire, a beck is a small, disappointing stream that has needles and discarded condoms in it. But,
named after me.
Right, I see. Yes. Which came first?
I told you it's been downhill.
Wow, okay. That's a bleak image, but we'll move past it. Beck Hill, you're a regular fixture on the live comedy scene.
Oh, good.
Delighting audiences up and down the country with what it is you do. Mm. What motivates you to get out of bed three times a week at 11:30 in the morning?
Usually needing to go to the toilet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the start of your process? What do you think?
Yes. Yeah. Generally, that's the only thing that makes me get out of bed.
Sure.
I purposefully drink several pints of water before bed.
The day before a gig.
Otherwise, I'll just sleep straight through.
Right. So there's nothing to get up for. Except to not wee yourself. That is the motivating force in your life, is to not wet your bed.
Yeah, and then afterwards I'm like, oh, I'm thirsty now. So
right.
Some more water. By then I'm like, wash it down with some eggs.
The terrible... Wash down your water with eggs. That's the most disgusting phrase I've ever heard. The idea of washing something down that's already wet with the dry, rubbery texture of eggs.
I have them runny.
Sure. That makes it no better, Beck Hill. What happens next?
I'll check my emails.
Fine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See if the gig is on.
Yes. Usually. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's straight back to bed.
Right. And then I'll I might do some exercises.
Really?
Sure.
Right.
It's a made-up show, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Straight to the gym for 5 hours.
That's right, pumping all the iron.
Pumping all the iron. We might have found an explanation of why you're so large.
Yes, constantly working out.
Constantly working out.
That's how they know me.
All the protein from the eggs immediately converted into legs.
Oh, so many legs.
So many legs. One egg, one leg. That's how working out works. What are your favourite things to joke about, would you say?
Mm.
As a comedy, you know, entity.
Flags.
Flags.
Yes. Well, they're funny, aren't they?
And everyone knows what they are.
Yeah.
That's a good starting point. You know, you don't want to have to explain stuff to
That's cross-cultural, that is.
That is. Everyone's got a flag.
Yep. Whether they like it or not.
Absolutely, whether they like it or not. And, you know, I feel a culture is dictated by the colours in its flag somewhat.
Mm.
You know, you can't get too cocky with the German flag, can you? Because it's, you know, it's brown, is it? Brown? I feel like it's brown. No, it's black, it's yellow, it's red. It's a terrible combination.
Yeah, but if you melt them together, it's
you
brown.
Get brown. That's right, you get brown. But yeah, but the red, white and blue countries tend to be more cocky and cocksure because of the brightness and
saying cocky a lot.
Cocky.
I like it.
Do you
said you can't be cocky if you're German flag. If
right.
You're German. But now the other ones are too cocky.
Well, I was keeping
What's
it with
the right
the
amount of cock for a flag?
Right amount of cock for a flag is probably Brazil, I'd say. It's green, so no one cares, but it's also got some images in it, so no one cares to look closer and see what they actually are. They just go, it's
what
complex
are they?
In the middle. I think it's a black hole. I think it's a black hole sucking stars into it.
I just thought it was a magic eye. And if you hold it really close and then move it away...
Right. What do you see?
It's a...
Capoeira.
Yes. You see capoeira.
You see the concept of capoeira. The dance martial art of capoeira.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a sense no one knew what capoeira was.
No,
I felt I had to explain
they
it.
They should know because that is one of the many exercises I am fluid in.
You're fluid?
Yes.
You do a very fluid capoeira washed down by an egg. Right.
Dangerous dance floor.
It is. Now, Beck Hill, you're well known for your YouTube channel. Where you make lo-fi comedy videos, some of which have garnered over 320 views. Now, how has giving away the fruits of your labour for free helped your career?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Yes.
So,
is it helpful to maintain a YouTube presence? I mean, you're a young millennial with your finger on the pulse. Why do you do it?
For the sweet, sweet
For
cash.
The Swede? Oh, the sweet.
Yeah.
I heard Swede.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I said cash, but as in Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin.
Yes.
You're paid in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Have you worked out how yet? Or is this just a vain hope?
I just assume.
You assume you'll be paid with digital money. Because it's digital work,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And where can you exchange...
I must have loads by now.
You must have loads somewhere. If only you could remember your password to something...
I'll ask someone these days.
That is very much
Excuse me,
modern existence feels like.
It's like when you remember you might have part of a pension somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
If you counted up property savings and investments, what's your net worth, would you say? I'm going with the classic uh-huh. interview questions. How much are you worth?
In nets.
No, in your net worth, yes.
How big are the nets?
Well, the
like
nets.
Basketball
sort of,
or?
No, trawler
fishing.
Boat, I'm thinking. I'm thinking trawler boat okay. nets. You know, those sort of scooping nets that mostly murder dolphins.
Oh, I want that one.
Okay. Well, how many? How many do you think you're worth?
Oh, probably just the one.
Just the one
Yeah.
net.
But if I kill enough dolphins, maybe more net.
I think they're worth a lot of Bitcoin, a dead dolphin. I'm not sure of it, but I'm pretty sure of
yeah.
it. Now, some of our listeners may know you from Sky Atlantic discussion show, Howard the Duck Fancast.
Oh, yes.
Where you discuss the 1986 cinematic commercial failure, Howard the Duck, for 4 hours twice a week for 18 months.
Yes.
Now, my first question is... Have you now seen the film?
Well, it sounds... When did you say it came out?
1986.
Yep, so when I was born.
Right.
No.
I've
had my entire life, literally, to watch it, and I haven't.
You haven't. Yeah, because the thing is, films do persist after the day they're released. You can watch
but
them.
But I missed it at the cinema.
You missed it at the cinema. You were not aware of Howard the Duck.
That would have been the ideal place to have seen it.
Absolutely. It's
and
an
I don't
cinematic
want to see
event.
It on a small screen... So I shan't ever watch it ever.
Right, but you did talk about it for 4 hours twice a week.
Oh, yes, that's right. I did.
Yes, you did.
Do that?
Yes. I mean, it's fine that you faked it the entire time. But did you find you had to sort of feign enthusiasm for the project on a regular basis? Or were you actually pleased to be there?
I had to... had to pretend I knew a lot more about Howard the Duck.
Right, what do you know about Howard the Duck? Just explain the basic plots and characters to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's this duck.
Correct.
He's called Howard.
Correct, yes. Oh, you do love the film, eh?
I do love the film. And then he has some form of problem that needs to be solved.
Correct.
So some sort of hijinks ensue.
God, it's like I'm there. And in the end...
Everyone wins.
Correct. No, that is basically Howard the Duck. I don't know why it failed, really. Yeah. It sounds like a very heartwarming story.
Classic
formula. It might have been the sex scene between a woman and a duck. I don't know, in a kid's film. It might have been that.
Wasn't it a kid's film?
Oh, well, he swore a lot, but it felt like a kid's film. It's really confused. We can move on from the Howard the Duck fan cast. That's fine. Of course, you don't just perform childish material for adults.
Mm.
You also do it for children.
Adult material for
children. Adult material for children.
Just how I got hired for the Howard the Duck thing.
That's right. Your adult children's show. Yes. Beck's Big Trousers.
Yes.
Now
they're very big.
They're very big. Adultly sized.
Mm.
What's it like doing a kids show? What's that like? An adult kids show.
Taken down
the cul-de-sac off.
Well, most of them don't understand it because it's largely jokes about tax returns,
right,
and getting off buses.
Okay, it's observational humour based upon adult experience.
So they're mainly bored,
mm,
but by that stage, their parents have already paid. And if anything, they like the seductive quote. The seductive one, no.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's that kind of show. The seductive quality of the show now. So the seductive quality of your kids' show is...
I really want to be on CBBC. And I'm really worried that this whole interview is going to ruin it.
Well, let's delve deeper. So when you're seducing these kids... How do you seduce these little ones? We can move on. No, you
won't. The same way that you do.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. With money. We'll get more wholesome. Are children our future?
No.
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 No. Why is that?
No, because they're their own future. So we still have to live.
Right. So, in a way, actually, children are what threaten our existence the most.
In a sense,
they're
yes.
They're here to replace us.
If anything, children are immigrants from the future.
My God! That's why I hate them.
They take our jobs.
They take
eventually.
Our jobs. Wow, they take our money and then they abandon us.
Yeah. They move into our houses once we're gone.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian being recorded live, then we have a new monthly show at the King's Place Theatre in London. On Thursday the 14th of March, I'll be interviewing Rufus Hound and Richard Vranch. Tickets are available from kingsplace.co.uk.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You famously had an Edinburgh Festival Fringe-themed wedding.
Famously.
It was poorly attended, cost you a fortune in publicity, and Steve Bennett said he'd be there, but he wasn't. Looking back, do you regret having your big day at C venues?
I think the biggest problem about doing it at C venues is that we had to ticket it.
Right.
We couldn't do a bucket speech at the end.
No.
I think if we'd been able to make it free entry.
Yes.
We would have had bigger numbers.
It's every young bride's dream to do her bucket speech.
Yes.
It's sad that you didn't get to do
it. It was free to come to the wedding. It's not free to leave.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
So it had to be ticketed.
Normal weddings would cost you £10 to £15 to get in.
Right.
So if you could just spare a fiver at least, that's what I would have said.
Right, but you didn't get to do that. You had to charge on the door.
Yeah.
Did it sell out, or was it...
No, as you said, it was poorly attended. Yeah. The husband didn't even show up.
The husband, as he's known, in your house.
He was the groom beforehand, and now he's the husband.
He didn't show.
No.
So technically you were jilted at the altar there, I think. I'm sorry to nitpick, but I don't think you got married.
No, because we had a stand-in.
Right, who was that?
He had a...
A comedian was able to just fill in a...
Yes, yeah, it's Edinburgh Fringe, isn't it? So last minute, you can call someone.
And who was that?
And it was Al Murray.
Al Murray just came last minute.
And that's
he's
why
good
filling,
like that.
I'm filling him for him tonight.
Right, yes.
As a favour back to him.
So I don't want to alarm you, but I think you're married to Al Murray.
It would seem that way.
It would seem that way, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Do you live with him, or...?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That might explain that.
Yeah, but, like, he's still standing in
For the husband until he comes back. Where's he gone?
War?
I mean, to be fair, it's a believable excuse.
Yeah.
There is historical precedent for husbands going off to war.
Yes.
Anyway, you famously have irritable bowel syndrome. What's that like?
I did actually have someone introduce me to their friend as, this is Beck, never have I met anyone more emboldened by their own IBS.
That's wonderful.
That's what I want on my headstone.
She was emboldened too far by her IBS.
I've come quite accustomed to it. People say to me, you could eat something different.
Right.
And probably not.
What do you mostly eat?
Coffee.
Right, yeah, that'll do it.
Coffee,
apple prunes. Prunes.
Yeah.
Itching powder.
I do actually love prunes really hard.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and do you know what? I'd rather the result...
Sure.
And be able to eat prunes, then never know the sweet taste of that dried plum.
All food's dry with you, isn't it?
Wash it down with some eggs.
Oh, it's still not right.
Why do I have IBS?
Dry egg. What would be Beck Hill's perfect job? If you could have any... role in, I assume it would be a comedy performance-based job. I assume you're not utterly unhappy in your life choices. What would be your perfect role?
Yeah, not like a bread.
Not like a bread roll. No, you're taking me too literally. Okay, fine, we'll go down that avenue. What would be your perfect bread roll?
There's a lot of avenues.
Like it. And a lot of them are cul-de-sacs, but it's fine. What would be your perfect bread roll?
Baguette,
yes. Not a roll, but that's fine.
It's a long roll.
It's a really long roll.
Really, it was either someone agreeing or another dolphin.
Yes.
A seal.
That's not a dolphin. If a dolphin can do that, my God. That dolphin is either king or be hunted down, destroyed by the other dolphins for being different.
Dolphin with thumbs.
Dolphin with thumbs. Oh, my God, that sounds like a horror story. So your bread roll would be a loaf. And what would be your perfect job?
Yeah, I'd quite like to be a postman.
Right, I would just be a postman.
Yeah.
I think that is within your means.
Yeah, but I'm...
Although the job requirements are be awake before 11:30.
Yes, and that's where they get me.
Yeah, you'd have to
I could
drink
be a
lot
night
more liquid.
Postman.
The night
I'll
postman.
Be the first night postman there ever twas. I mean, there's probably night postman in Iceland where right. there's a lot of night.
Sure.
But then there's a day postman for the rest
for the
of
day.
The year.
Right. Yes. Yes. It might be the same postman.
So Dracula's got to get his mail somehow, doesn't he?
He does.
Otherwise he would miss it all.
Are
he's probably got loads of letters there.
Are
he's...
people writing to Dracula? I mean, apart from his lawyer.
Well, they're not calling him, are they?
Well, I mean, his lawyer went all the way there to go, yeah, we've got a house for you in London. I mean, he travelled all the way to Transylvania to tell him that.
Well,
Jonathan Harker.
They're writing to
I'm talking about the story of Dracula.
They're writing to him in London.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He could have written to him, you're right. He could have just written,
well, no,
dear Mr. Dracula.
Yeah, he could have said that, but he'd be like, well, he wouldn't have got the letter, would he? Because they don't have a night postman.
You're right.
That's why...
The villagers don't go up to the castle either, so that probably includes
maybe
the postman.
Maybe it should just be a postman in Transylvania.
What's the strangest dream you've ever had? Discounting this one.
Can I be truthful?
Sure thing. No one knows the difference.
In a dream.
It's your dreams. If there's anything you can be sure no one knows if it's true or not, it's your own dreams.
You've got some very good sound bites in this episode.
I have. That's all I'm going for, really.
I want almost everything that you've said on T-shirt.
This will not be released as a podcast. It will be harvested for ringtones.
I had a dream that there was a murderer who was running around and killing people, and I was chasing him to stop him. And it was like we're running down a street, and everyone who went past he was killing, and I was like, I've got to stop him. And then we got to like a public toilet, and then
right.
I was like, ah, we've got him now. And then I realized that I literally had nothing to fight him with,
right.
or to stop him with. I just chased an armed man as an unarmed person.
Right.
And then realized, oh no, he will probably kill me. So I hid on the up high on a sort of roof and watched him. And someone came up and they punched him and he fainted. But as he fainted, they killed him as well. So everyone was dead. This guy's on the floor. And I was like, well, now's a good time to go to the bathroom. And this is where the... So because the IBS works its way into my dream.
Sure.
So I was like, I better go to the loo. And so I went to the toilet and then backed up the toilet when I tried to flush it. And
so your IBS makes you a dream coward.
And the toilet overflowed.
Oh,
and then started going on the ground, and it went and it hit the man, the killer, the serial killer,
yeah.
on his hand, made it wet, and he woke up.
Oh, no.
And then went to kill me, and then I woke up, and I was like, what an anxious dream. My dream took both my fear of being murdered and needing to poo.
And combine them. But I mean, at the start of that dream, you were a hero.
At the end
of it, you'd backed up a toilet and woken a serial killer with your stools. I mean, how do you have any self-confidence left once you wake up from that? To coin a term, from that Beck Hill.
Yes. Well, I have to immediately go to the toilet as soon as I wake up.
All over a murderer's face. The only way to exorcise the demon.
You don't do it on purpose. That's what happened in the dream. It was an accident.
No, sometimes when you're squatting over a murderer, it just happens.
I wasn't squatting over a murderer.
I misunderstood.
I didn't poop into his mouth.
I think it was deeply irresponsible of you to go to the toilet when you were on the roof of a public toilet. I mean, you're so nearby. You could have just gone. You could have just dropped down. He was apparently dead.
Do you think I defecated into a murderer's mouth while he was knocked out?
Well, I do
and then,
now.
And then backed him up.
You backed him up. It didn't matter how hard you cranked his handle. It wouldn't go down.
And that's how I seduce children.
Beck Hill, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave us a review and follow at Inside Comedian on Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.